guarantee.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
To somehow then portray that as a radical step, I think, is a tremendous misspeak.
Cuts Paul Ryan off at the knees. It supports the Obama administration.
What you just did to Paul Ryan is unforgivable.
I didn't do anything to Paul Ryan.
Yes, you did.
I made a mistake. And I called Paul Ryan today, who's a very close personal friend, and I said that.
And it sounded pretty clear to me that Newt Gingrich's position, because he articulated this, was that Paul Ryan's plan would be social engineering, and he didn't like it.
So let me say, on the record, any ad which quotes what I said on Sunday is a falsehood. And because I have said publicly, those words were inaccurate and unfortunate.
You know, I've always found the hallmark of an honest conversation is one that begins with, if you quote me directly, utilizing videotape of my comments in context, you're lying.
There's a brief history of the situation that Newt Gingrich is in following comments he made on Meet the Press a week ago. And that's where we get started. Can you believe the hubbub about all of this? My God. Oh, my God, Henry. It's just amazing what people will sort of glom on to. Yesterday on Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to Congressman Paul Ryan about Newt Gingrich, his comments, and subsequent apology to his close friend.
How did you respond to all of this?
Well, first of all, his quote was deeply inaccurate. It was a gross mischaracterization of the House Republican budget plan. Newt acknowledged that. He's retracted it. And let's be clear what we're proposing here. This is as sensible and gradual as it gets. We're saying no changes for Medicare for people above the age of 55. And in order to keep the promise to current seniors who've already retired and organized their lives around this program, you have to reform it for the next generation. And the way in which we propose to reform it for the next generation, it's in keeping with the Bill Clinton bipartisan commission to reform Medicare. It's an idea that's been around for a long time called premium support. Guaranteed coverage options for Medicare, where the government subsidizes the poor and the sick a whole lot more than the wealthy, and people get to choose. If I could put it in a nutshell, we're saying don't affect current seniors. Give future seniors the ability to deny business to inefficient providers. As a contrary to that, the president's plan is to give the government the power to deny care to seniors by empowering a panel of 15 unelected bureaucrats to put price controls and rationing in place for current seniors. So I would argue that the opposite is true. We're being sensible, we're being rational, and we're saving this program. And you cannot deal with this debt crisis, David, unless you're serious about entitlement reform. And unfortunately, I think we're going to have Medicare all over again, and that's unfortunate.
Well, we're going to get to that, Congressman. Was this demagoguery on the part of Newt Gingrich? That's what you warned happens on both sides when you were here in April on the approach to big problems. This was demagoguery on the part of Newt Gingrich.
No, I think that quote is deeply inaccurate. It's a gross mischaracterization. And again, Newt has already said that was wrong. He was wrong to say it. And he's basically retracted the statement. And he has apologized to me.
800-510-8255. That's the comment line when you feel like chiming in here. Newt Gingrich, the people who are running for president, who's in and who's out. That's a focus of the weekend talk programs. And that's usually on Monday where we go with the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That is an overview of the hot hits in talk radio, and in this case generated by talk television, as exemplified by this excerpt from this week with Christiane Amanpour, here speaking to Matthew Dowd and George Will and Donna Brazile and Jonathan Carl about whether they think Gingrich will be able to salvage his campaign.
He has spent the whole week, as we've said, trying to dig himself out of this hole that he established last Sunday. Has he done it or has he not? Let's play this.
So let me say, on the record, any ad which quotes what I said on Sunday is a falsehood. And because I have said publicly, those words were inaccurate and unfortunate.
Okay, so everybody here has collapsed in giggles.
Well, I think what many people forget is he hasn't been in the public eye really in 13 years. And if people reflect back at the time he wasn't glassed in the public eye really consistently, these days he's been in bits and pieces. He says some commentary on a show and then he's off. But this is the first time in 13 years he's been in the public eye. It's very much a reminder of how he used to be 13 years ago.
Is he the great hope for the party? And does he has his mayor culpa done the trick?
Newt Gingrich? No, I said last week right here that he was not a serious candidate. He went out and spent the week vindicating me. No, it's over. He may not know it, but that candidacy died in its first week.
All right.
He blew himself up last week.
And certainly the White House loves it. We've seen this Twitter from Dan Pfeiffer, in which he back then said the biggest takeaway from the Gingrich flap, ending Medicare as we know it, is the new GOP litmus test. Do you think that's what's going to boil down to on this run?
Not necessarily. We've only seen one of the potential Republican candidates fully embrace the Ryan Medicare plan. That's John Huntsman, the candidate that in all other categories would seem to be the moderate candidate in the race. So I'm not sure. You know, we're going to have this special election on Tuesday in the 26th District of New York. Watch this election because this is a solidly Republican district. Carl Paladino beat Andrew Cuomo in this district. And now latest poll actually has the Democratic candidate winning. This will be seen in some quarters as a referendum on the Ryan Medicare plan. It's not exactly fair. It's not a fair thing because there is a Tea Party candidate in this race.
That's something to watch. Here's someone to watch. Watch Senator DeMint, South Carolina. He's as close as the Republican Party has to a kingmaker. He supported in all important South Carolina last time. He supported Mitt Romney. This time he has said, I would never consider resupporting Mitt Romney unless he admits that what he did in Massachusetts in health care was a, quote, colossal mistake. Now, he is, instead of doing that, he has doubled down on that. So the fact that he raised impressively $10 million in one day.
Which he did. It was sort of like a shot across the bow.
That's right. And if money settled everything, Meg Whitman would be governor of California. Money doesn't determine everything.
What about then? You mentioned John Huntsman. You've spoken to John Huntsman.
I have.
What about that? I mean, also George Stephanopoulos spoke to him. Let's just run a little bit about what he said about his positions to George this week.
For a lot of Republican primary voters, the number one question is, does he have a chance? He worked for Obama. What's the answer?
I work for the President of the United States. The President asked me, the President of all the people. And during a time of war, during a time of economic difficulty for our country, if I'm asked by my President to serve, I'll stand up and do it.
So you do it again?
I do it again. Of course.
Will that be enough to win over the skeptics?
This is his biggest problem, his biggest vulnerability. Even Roger Clemens went from the Red Sox and went to Canada for 2 years before he went to the Yankees. Mm-hmm. This guy is going directly from working for Barack Obama and trying to run for president against Barack Obama at a time when the Republican Party wants passion and wants the vilification of the president. He is a moderate voice.
Moderate voices are what most of the public wants, in case you haven't noticed that. But the hard right and the hard left, they're the things that we seem to be talking about because the other people don't get passionate. Well, more and more people are getting passionate because they feel sort of the walls coming in with government involvement and intervention, et cetera, et cetera. 14 past the hour on the countdown.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag. Heather from Bakersfield writes, how do you feel about rain? Well, Heather, if you're talking about the downpour of savings people are getting on their motorcycle insurance with Geico, then I love it.
It's quite literally a money monsoon.
Ooh, a late afternoon cash shower.
And those riders who combine their motorcycle and auto insurance will have an even higher chance of savings cloudbursts.
Now, the only kind of rain I don't like is the wet kind. Humidity makes my hair frizz.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hi, everyone. Listen up.
Right now, you have the ability to earn $5 to $10 grand a week working from home using a totally automated viral system. In fact, the last time we launched a system like this, our students generated over $10 million in commissions in just 32 weeks. Registration for new students is open once again, and this time you'll be capitalizing on the green and social boom that's happening worldwide. Financial expert and New York Times best-selling author David Bach says the money made from the green and social revolution will make the money made from the internet revolution look small in comparison. Be a part of something that will not only change your life, but give back to so many at the same time. Visit www.40kamonth.com to find out if what we have is right for you. That's 40, the letter K, a month.com. One more time, that's www.40kamonth.com.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Monday morning, a review of the candidates from the point of view of the Sunday morning talk programs on television. From CBS, Bob Schieffer speaks to Newt Gingrich.
I want to ask you about this bizarre revelation that came up last week that your wife in 2005-2006 filed a financial disclosure because she was working for the House Agriculture Committee that revealed that you owed between $250,000 and $500,000 to a jewelry company. What was that about, Mr. Speaker?
Well, first of all, it's about obeying the law. She filed a disclosure. It's been sitting there for 5 years. We're private citizens. I work very hard. We have a reasonably good income. I currently owe nothing except I owe one mortgage on a house that's rental property in Wisconsin. Everything else is totally paid for. My home is paid for. My cars are paid for. We don't have a second house. We don't do, you know, we don't do elaborate things.
Did you owe $500,000 to a jewelry company at one point?
We had a revolving fund.
Well, what does that mean?
It means that we had a revolving fund.
Who buys $500,000 worth of jewelry on credit?
No, go talk to Tiffany's. It's a standard no interest account.
How long did you owe it?
I have no idea, but it was paid off automatically. We paid no interest on it. There was no problem with it. It's a normal way of doing business.
Well, I mean, it's very odd to me that someone would run up $500,000 bill at a jewelry store.
Go talk to Tiffany's. All I'm telling you is we are very frugal. We, in fact, live within our budget. We owe nothing.
What did you buy?
We owe nothing. Well, it's my private life.
Well, I understand.
I understand. I'm just suggesting.
You're running for president.
Right.
You're going to be the guy in charge of the Treasury Department, and it just sticks
out like
a sore thumb.
I'm a guy running for president who pays all of his bills and after-tax income at no cost to the taxpayer, and who currently owes nothing except one rental property in Wisconsin. I am debt-free. If the U.S. government were as debt-free as I am, everybody in America would be celebrating. I think I have proven I can manage money as a small businessman. I run 4 small businesses. They have been profitable. They've employed people. You know, this is the opposite of the Obama model. So as a private citizen who's done well, I think I'm allowed to pick and choose what I prefer doing.
And you paid that bill?
On time with no interest. I mean, it was a revolving account.
Wow. Isn't it interesting that isn't it sad, maybe, we get this stuff all boiled down to something like that? Newt Gingrich, and I'm really kind of surprised that Bob Schieffer would take that approach. He doesn't really normally do that sort of thing. It seems kind of trite in one way, but kind of outrageous in another way. It shows you what kind of mud you have to wallow in order to become the president. On the other hand, what the heck are you doing with all that jewelry? All right, it's 21 after the hour. Call's coming up after a little bit more of some of the Sunday morning talk programs on the countdown.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country. To help you get the most food possible, when you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. Our focus on candidates seems a little overwhelming, all of the focus on Newt Gingrich, but he's an affable punching bag, and so we continue. We've had this week from ABC, Meet the Press, and now CBS has been taken care of. So let's go over to CNN, where Candy Crowley speaks to Ron Kain and Dick Armey about Newt Gingrich.
Let me turn you to Newt Gingrich, because he had such a flamingly awful week, having seemed to have dissed almost every Republican in the House who voted for the Ryan budget. Gingrich seemed to go, no, very bad idea, particularly the Medicare part. I want to get into a longer discussion about the Medicare, but how bad a week did Newt Gingrich have?
Well, I think Newt Gingrich had a bad week. I think the Republican Party had a horrible week, because his campaign was definitely set back by a lot of this noise at the front end. But what you saw was there's a litmus test now in the Republican Party. You have to be for taking apart Medicare to run for president. And if that is going to be the enforced position of the Republican Party on their candidates in 2012, I think they're going to have a very, very tough campaign.
There is this great movement now. Oh, there's nobody good in the Republican race. And you, by mentioning Paul Ryan, seem to me to be among those, that you're not happy right now with the folks who are flirting with or who have already gone into the race.
Well, we've seen some signs, particularly in Governor Pawlenty, that he's willing to step up. But what we understand, the fiscal crisis this nation and this nation's government faces is so acute that somebody's got to stand up and take on the big issues. Paul Ryan has done that. He's taken a ton of abuse for having the courage to do so, even from within his own party. But, you know, I have said for years on, for example, the subject of Medicare, it's always a debate that's governed by Republicans that don't dare and Democrats that don't care. And at least now we have a Republican that dares. He needs to be applauded, encouraged, and his work needs to be appreciated as serious professional work.
And I want to ask a button-up question, then back to Medicare. And my button-up question is, take off your Joe Biden Democratic hat. Is President Obama beatable as far as you're concerned? Is there a vulnerability there that should bring in big Republican names?
Well, I think he's going to win. And, you know, anything can happen in politics, of course. But I think you look at his record, you look at his skill as a candidate, you look at what he's accomplished as our president, you look at what he inherited, where he's brought this country. I think President Obama is going to be reelected. But I do know, as I said before, no one in the White House takes it for granted. It's going to be a hard campaign, and he's going to have to go out there and win it.
And where is the biggest vulnerability, do you think, for President Obama?
President Obama, we now know him. I mean, right now he stands on this ground. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We now know who he is. And I don't think you can sell President Obama, knowing who he is, to this country a second time. I just don't believe he's...
And yet we've seen poll after poll that shows, despite the fact that people think the economy's on the wrong track, who do they blame? They blame George Bush. They don't blame President Obama. His approval rating is still above 50%. Well, why is that?
Well, as it should be. I mean, the president's created 2 million new jobs in the past 14 months, mm-hmm. Created more jobs a month than President Bush ever had. He's turned the economy around. He inherited a horrible, horrible problem. He's made tremendous progress on the economy, tremendous progress on jobs, tremendous progress on foreign policy. I think that's what voters see. It's a tough time in the world. It's a tough time at home, but the president's doing the right things. And by contrast, the Republicans are embracing novel and bizarre economic doctrines. Ben Smith had a great piece in Politico this week about the incoming Republican candidate, Tim Pawlenty, talking about taking us back to the gold standard. I mean, when you compare that to what the president's doing, I think that's a good place for Democrats to be.
You got to be kidding. Ron Klain, the former chief of staff of Joe Biden there with Dick Armey, who used to be the House Majority Leader on CNN. You listen to some of this stuff, and how do you keep a straight face, actually? Novel and bizarre is what he used to refer to Newt Gingrich. How about what your former boss or his boss said about the situation in the Middle East or Israel's border? Novel and bizarre. I'd say that was the whole, that would encapsulate pretty much everything that's been said by both sides. This guy created more jobs. Who the heck is he kidding? Woof. 800-510-8255. Call is coming up in a few minutes here on the countdown.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right. Save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
New research using cutting-edge MRI technology shows that pharmaceutical-grade chondroitin sulfate, or CSB Bioactive, significantly helps lessen effects of osteoarthritis on cartilage and bone in the knee. Chondroitin is a natural substance in the body that helps keep cartilage healthy. Affecting over 27 million Americans, osteoarthritis causes the cartilage protecting joint bones to lose flexibility and wear away. Without cushioning, bones rub against each other, causing structural changes. Painful bruises called lesions in the bone marrow may occur. Everyday activities like climbing stairs or even walking can be difficult. After just 6 months of chondroitin sulfate treatment, patients had significantly less cartilage loss than those receiving placebo. By 12 months, treatment reduced the size of bone marrow lesions. According to lead researcher Dr. Jean-Pierre Pelletier of the University of Montreal Hospital Research Center, these findings show chondroitin sulfate reduces cartilage loss and other damage to the joint caused by osteoarthritis.
I had no idea tire pressure could affect my car's fuel efficiency. Thankfully, the Sears Blue Automotive crew was there to help. They checked my tire pressure for free and even filled me in on what types of new tires could help me save on gas.
Through May 31st, save on all tires. Plus, save an additional $80 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of 4 Goodyear tires. Special financing available. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Counting down through the course of the week, the hot hits in Talk Radio, 800-510-8255. Let's see here. We've had all of the Sunday morning programs represented, from Meet the Press to This Week to CNN. Let's see here. CBS. The only one not represented is Fox. So let's tune into Fox, and then we'll get your calls on the air here on the countdown as we continue to overview the situation with various presidential possibilities, candidates. The Republicans are hot and heavy at it, and the Democrats are happy to criticize anybody that sticks his head out of the foxhole. Here from Fox, Chris Wallace speaking with Herman Cain, somebody whose name comes up very frequently with your calls here on the countdown.
You say that President Obama threw Israel under the bus,
yes,
your words, with his plan this week,
yes,
for, as a baseline, Israel to return to the 1967 borders. You say the Cain Doctrine,
yes,
the Cain Doctrine is, don't mess with Israel. You mess with Israel, you're messing with the U.S.
Yes.
Question. What would President Cain offer the Palestinians to make peace?
Nothing. Because I'm not convinced that the Palestinians are really interested in peace. If the Palestinians come to the table with Israel with a genuine offer that the two of them can sit down and negotiate, the United States would, in fact, try to facilitate that discussion. But if we look at history, it has been clear that the Palestinians have always wanted to push the Israelis and push Israel for more and more and more. I don't agree with that. And I respect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for taking a stand and saying they cannot give that up. Secondly, it's Israel's decision, not President Obama's decision, as to where those borderlands ought to be.
Where do you stand on the right of return?
The right of return? The right of return?
The Palestinian right of return.
That's something that should be negotiated. That's something that should be negotiated.
But do you think the Palestinian refugees, the people who were kicked out of the land in 1948, should be able or should have any right to return to Israeli land?
Yes, but not under Palestinian conditions. Yes, they should have a right to come back if that is a decision that Israel wants to make. I'm back to, it's up to Israel to determine the things that they will accept. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made it real clear in his statement following the statement that President Obama made. they are willing to make some concessions. They're willing to give on a lot of things. They're willing to be compassionate. I don't think they have a big problem with people returning. The issue is there are some things that they simply do not want to give in on.
All right, there's Herman Cain. A lot of you are interested in him as a candidate. Seems like he's got some pretty good ideas, but he doesn't know about the right of return. That was pretty obvious there. 800-510-8255. Michael calls the countdown from Norfolk, Virginia. Michael, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Doug.
Hi.
I have to change my topic after hearing Herman Cain talk there just a minute ago about the right of return. Look, here's the problem. Christians in America have abandoned Christians in the Middle East, and Herman Cain is an example of that. We have some 200,000 Palestinians living in Chicago. A large number of those people are Christians. Why shouldn't they, like Jews, have a right to return? And why shouldn't they have their own Christian Palestinian homeland as a buffer between the Jews and the Muslim Palestinians, who are the real problem there?
Well, I suppose in a perfect world, we would have people not fighting about religious differences. After all, religion, at least the way it's presented by the religionists, is supposed to do good. In this circumstance, all of these religions, which they all began in the same square mile, interestingly enough, or within a few square miles of one another, and for them to, over the millennia, continue to fight over nonsense is nonsense. Having said that, I understand what you're saying, but those things, the passion that's brought about by people and their religious differences, you look back at the history of mankind and you see how useless and futile it all is, because none of this stuff ever gets resolved. Never gets resolved. So why is it that people don't understand that in the first place? That would be my question, not to you, but to anybody who continues to look at this stuff and stick their finger into it. Obama must be suicidal to have even mentioned that for whatever the reason. It is. It's just the whole thing is very stressful and it's very sad.
Well, can I give you a response?
Sure, go ahead.
Here's the thing. We're talking about a Jewish state. We're talking about...
The point of what I'm saying isn't about it. It's all about politics. Politics and religion are the same thing, and they're very destructive. Why is it that the people of the world don't understand that? Why do you still want to be controlled by people who would control you? Why?
But we are calling Israel a Jewish state. We are calling...
You're missing my point, sir. You're missing my point. I hear what you're saying. I think a lot of people do. What I'm looking for is something that's better than the continuing divide that you're suggesting, which creates nothing but mayhem and murder. It ought to be a non-starter. It isn't, because people still want to talk about these religious differences that separate people. And that's what all the fighting is about. What's the purpose of all this fighting? So they can have their own state. Why? Why do any of them, why can't they live like the people in Jerusalem? They all live among each other and they're in peace and they're fine. So why can't the people outside the walled city take an example from those who are inside the walled city and get with the program?
So do you want to eliminate the Jewish state, too?
I don't want to eliminate. What I'd like is to get people to kind of get a clue as to what life is all about. And in this circumstance, these people's lives and their children's lives and their grandchildren's lives and their great-grandchildren's lives in the future and the past has been about fighting over nonsense.
The nations of the world have said we will have a Jewish state in Israel, in the Middle East. We will have Muslim states in the Middle East.
To what point? To what point? What's the point? Why is there a need for all of these states? America, we live among each other, and all these people are here. Certainly, we don't live among each other peacefully all the time, but we get along. In many other parts of the world, people figure out how to get along. You figure out how to get along with your in-laws. You may not like them, but you figure out how to get along with them. These people have been fighting like children in sandboxes for centuries. It is the height of sheer stupidity.
Well, why do we have an enclave state in the middle of Italy called the Vatican State.
Because they figured out how to learn, how to get along with each other. They appreciate, whether you like the Catholic Church or you don't like the Catholic Church, what the church being located there has meant in terms of the history, the social and economic viability. There are all kinds of reasons. But it's, you point out another good thing. Why is it a separate state? Why? What is there about those people that makes them any different than the rest of the people who live in Rome?
Thank you. Thank you, Doug Stefan.
There you go, Michael. 800-510-8255. What happens is we continue to focus on what makes us different instead of what makes us a whole. That is, the Earth is a planet of a lot of different kinds of people, a lot of different kinds of things going on, but we're still all on the planet. And if we can't give more than a second thought to getting along with each other, what does that say about the future when there are 7 billion or 8 billion or 9 billion people on the planet? Dean in Waycross, Georgia, W-A-Y-X, hi.
I'm ready.
Yeah, well, your radio is up, sir, and the gentleman who answered the phone told you to turn your radio down, so I have to move on to the next person. Please, you must turn your radio down. Don't be listening to yourself. You listen on the phone to the speaker on the phone, not to the speaker on the radio. Roger in Palm Springs, hi.
Hi, Doug. My little border collie, Frankie, who descends from Scotland, heard that the president was going to Ireland and that he's Irish, and Frankie said to me, if the president's Irish, then I'm an elephant.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. Wow. Whew, Monday. Unga, munga, munga, munga. 800-510-8255. Let's see if we can dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear here as the countdown continues with a few more of your calls next.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. It doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
If there's a few hungry tummies on the patio, it's a summer party.
Sam's Club member Christy Fowler.
Thanks. Sodas, snacks. Sam's Club is ready with everything, so I'm ready for anything.
From hand-cut meats to fresh produce, simple summer meals to easy entertaining ideas, Sam's Club has the highest quality at low members-only prices. Not a member? Join now through June 5th. Get 10 weeks of savings for just $10.
Whoops, gotta go.
10 weeks, just $10. Only at Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Live from Progressive,
Flo here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
14 before the hour. Let's take a couple more calls on potential presidential candidates. I think there's one more slice of a radio show that I want you to hear. Dean, we've fixed, I guess, things with your radio, so please go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, Doug. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's on my mind is, you know, of course, the economy and all of these Republican candidates. I don't believe that Barack Obama is really up to speed on any foreign policy, and I don't know how much trouble that's going to get us in or out of. But I just wanted to say that I respect your program, and I listen to you every morning. I'm a 30-year veteran of radio. I'm retired now. I've lost my eyesight. But,
I'm sorry.
And I'm really concerned about the Obamacare because I have an eye that has to be removed from glaucoma.
Mm.
And I don't know what Obamacare is going to do to my Medicare and stuff like that.
I think you have a good reason to be concerned. Hopefully it all works out well for you, sir. Thank you for listening, and thank you for the call. Brian is in Baltimore with thoughts on Democrats.
I think the Democratic Party would love nothing more than to have Newt Gingrich as the nominee for the Republican Party because he is a throwback of the past. He's another soundbite, thousands of soundbites, and just a throwback to all the arguments that Democrats make against Republicans. I'm an evangelical Christian, I guess is what a Democrat would call me, basically a Christian, a Republican, a conservative. But I've got to say I'm for a Herman Cain or a Ron Paul because we cannot make moral arguments if we don't have a strong country to make that argument within. And we need somebody who's going to throw social issues out the window right now and focus on some stability economically, policy-wise, someone who's not afraid to attack the 60 to 70% of government that's mandated spending right now with defense spending, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Those are the things that, if they're not addressed soon, we're not going to have a country for evangelical Christians or progressives on the left to debate the social and moral issues because we won't, quite frankly, have a country left.
All right. There's a pretty dour viewpoint on what's going on ahead. The Newt Gingrich apology tour, Mitch Daniels out, Herman Cain in. A lot of you are interested in Mr. Cain. Here's a talk host, Terry Gilbert, speaking about what she likes regarding Mr. Cain.
In case you don't know who he is, get to know Herman Cain. He has run a pizza chain. He has hosted a talk radio show. And he even made his first name out there when he sparred with Bill Clinton over health care way back then and said that some kind of national health care program would not fly. The American people would not like it. And if it was thrust upon them, they would go out kicking and screaming. And that is exactly what has happened over, well, Obamacare. Imagine that. But he's never held elected office. He wants to be the president. Is he a long shot? Sure. Was Obama a long shot? Sure. He's 65 years old. He's coming with that grassroots enthusiasm, which I love. He is a favorite with the Tea Party crowd. But he's not limited to the Tea Party crowd. And now that Newt Gingrich has made a complete jerk of himself and Trump is out, Herman Cain is looking pretty good. Has always looked pretty good. We're not hearing anything from Chris Christie. We're not hearing anything from Paul Ryan, from Rubio, maybe a little bit in Real Clear Politics from Rick Perry, governor of Texas, maybe is thinking about it and maybe not going to jump in. Michelle Bachmann hasn't officially declared. In the field is a lot of wannabes and retreads, I think.
Wannabes and retreads. Yeah, there you go. So that doesn't give us much of an inspiration, does it? Speaking of that, Mr. President up next on the countdown.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Nine.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 always reaches us along with your emails to DougAndDougStephan.com or follow the discussion on Facebook. Whether you have noted or not, the president involved in a bit of a controversy. Actually, several controversies, but the most interesting one is that Middle East speech that he gave last week. Chris Wallace talks to Paul Guido. I never have pronounced this guy's right. I think it's Guido from the Wall Street Journal. Former Senator Evan Bay, Liz Cheney, Bush's administrative advisor, yada, yada, about the president's meeting with Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu after he delivered that speech, which called for a return to the borders of the pre-war circumstances, pre-Six-Day War borders.
It was compelling to watch those two leaders in the Oval Office. President Obama trying to minimize the differences, very notably not repeating his call for returning to the 1967 lines. And then you had Benjamin Netanyahu. I don't think I've ever seen a foreign leader lecture an American president in the Oval Office that way on the history of the Jewish state and rejecting the Obama peace plan. It's just unrealistic.
Well, they both need each other very much, so you're not going to see a total break. Neither one can do without the other. But I think the Prime Minister Netanyahu felt he was sandbagged. I mean, they told him this 2 days before, I think. Secretary of State Clinton called him, and he said, well, why are you doing this now? Hamas and the Palestinians just agreed to a new deal. The negotiations are going nowhere, so my question is, I don't know why the administration did this. What did they hope to accomplish? Negotiations are going nowhere. Needlessly stuck a thumb in the eye of an ally.
Well, let me bring that up with Senator Bay. The White House says that there's no practical difference between what the president formally proposed here and what the basic policy had been under President Clinton and President George W. Bush. They also say that they're trying to offer the Arabs something because the Palestinians are headed to the UN in September to have a unilateral declaration of a Palestinian state, and they're trying to head off that vote. Does any of that make sense to you?
I think a lot of it makes sense, Chris. Nobody believes that the 67 lines are going to be where we end up. Everybody knows you have to take the realities on the ground into consideration. That means the
settlement. So why didn't the president say that?
Well, He did. In one way, you said that there were going to be land swaps that we're going to have to take the realities into consideration. So, look, a lot of this is just nuance and semantics, but it has been focused on, and that's unfortunate. I think you put your finger on a very important point. There is this vote in the UN coming up, and unless we're willing to stand alone, if we have to, we'll veto the resolution, but we need to try and get some support for avoiding that. And we also had the unfortunate case a couple weeks ago of Palestinians coming across the borders. The Israelis had to shoot them. We have to have some process in place that gives these people some kind of hope so we don't see a repetition of that. So there were practical reasons to do this, even though I agree with Paul, the circumstances right now for successful negotiation are very slim because of the presence of Hamas in the Palestinian government.
Well, and that brings me to the question I want to ask you, Liz, which is, I know you don't like what the president said, but does it make any practical difference? I mean, neither the Palestinians nor the Israelis seem the least bit interested in a peace negotiation right now.
Well, I think the question is whether or not you're going to respond to, you know, what we've seen happen in terms of the agreement with Hamas, in terms of the Palestinians saying unilaterally they're going to go to the UN, whether we as the United States respond to that by saying, okay, we'll give you some preemptive concessions here. We'll force the Israelis into a situation where they've got to accept indefensible borders. Or whether you approach it by saying we're going to go to the Palestinians and say you got to choose. You know, if you're going to ally yourselves with Hamas, then we, the United States, cannot back your hopes for a state.
Well, the president did make that point.
The president said that the Palestinians have to explain. He didn't say the Palestinians need to say that they stand for peace and they're not going to ally themselves with Hamas. We need to make clear that we won't stand for a Palestinian state that's built on terror. And I think that what the president did was the furthest thing from that you could imagine.
All right. So we've had a lot of interesting conversation here over the past 4 or 5 days about the president, last 4 or 5 months, actually, or maybe since before he started to be the president when he was running. What has changed about what we think about this man? I think that's maybe the call or the challenge for us to this week. Think about how we look at President Obama now as before, all the stuff about hope and change you can believe in, all that other stuff. In an interview with the BBC before he visits Europe, the president said he would conduct a raid similar to that which killed bin Laden if Pakistan housed another militant leader. That's the only thing he's done that's gotten universal support since he was president. Do you realize that? That's it. So does he need to have another raid to change, because his popularity went right back into the bucket after he said what he did about the return to the boundaries of the Six-Day War in Israel. So one wonders how it is that, where do we find good leaders is the thought I'll leave you with, or the question I'll leave you with, in this hour of the countdown, as it's